This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What is the verse from the Quran that made Shaytan cry? And why did it make him cry? And that it's been narrated that Anas ibn Malik, the great Sahabi radiallahu an, he said, when this verse was revealed, that Shaytan cried. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3, verse 135, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Those who do that which is fahisha, that which is immoral. أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. They oppress themselves, meaning they oppress themselves by sinning, by shortcomings. What do they do? What's the first thing they do when they fall into this sin, when they do that which is immoral? ذَكَرُ اللَّهُ. They remember Allah. They remember the greatness of the one they're disobeying, the greatness of the one that they're sinning against. And then right away, the second thing, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. And then they seek forgiveness for their sins. Once they remember the greatness of Allah, right away, they race to have Allah forgive them. And Allah said, وَمَن يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. And who forgives the sins other than Allah? And then the third thing, وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And then they do not persist on doing what they're doing while they know. Imam Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, in his tafsir, he mentioned that it's been narrated that Anas ibn Malik, the great Sahabi, radiallahu an, he said, when this verse was revealed, that Shaytan cried. Why would this verse make him cry? It's because of the power of the meaning of this verse that he understood that unfortunately many of us don't understand. If you look at the verses which came before this verse, Allah is describing the muttaqeen, those who are striving to have Allah forgive them and striving to enter into the Jannah. But it's natural that even if you have a high level of iman, that you're going to sin. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us in the hadith, "Kullu bani Adam khatta' wa khayr al-khatta'in at-tawwabun." That all of the children of Adam, that they make mistakes, that they have sins. And the best of those who sin are the tawwabun, the ones who are constantly repenting. In this verse, when Allah is describing the muttaqeen, He says, if they do that which is fahisha, that which is immoral, this is something could be big. أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسُهُمْ. Or if they sin, that could be at different levels. So just because he's from the muttaqeen, he's from the pious, doesn't mean he's not going to fall. But what makes him unique and what makes him special is that right away, once he falls into that, and Shaytan got him, that he ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ, he remembers Allah. Then right away, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, then he seeks forgiveness for his sins. And then the third thing, وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا, that they're not persistent on doing those sins. And that he is not persistent, meaning he's not constantly doing that sin. Therefore, when Shaytan understood this, he realized there's no way for him to be successful in taking the muttaqeen with him to Jahannam. Because of the greatness of Allah in their hearts, first of all. So once they sin, they remember Allah. And then right away, they know the importance of striving to have Allah forgive their sins. And they're not going to be from those who are persistent and consistently doing them. And that's why Allah said in the next verse, in verse 136, أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. That those, I mean the ones mentioned in the verse before, that they're going to be from the ones who receive مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, that they receive forgiveness from their Lord. وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِّن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. And jannat, that they will be entered into the Jannah, that which with beneath rivers flow, to be خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, to be eternally there. وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. And what a blessed reward for those who are the amileen, those who are working, those who are striving for Allah.